Susanna has literally been heard around the world. It is probably the best known and most frequently sung American melody. No wonder its composer, Stephen Foster, was called America's troubadour by one of his biographers. But from the beginning, Foster has also been controversial. In his own day, Foster's music was both praised.
His melodies are whistled and sung and played on all instruments everywhere. Their simple pathos touches every heart. They are our national music.
As it was castigated, listen to this assessment of Old Folks at Home by a Boston music critic.
Such a melody breaks out every now and then like a morbid irritation of the skin.
But the instant and continued popularity of Foster's music has never been in doubt.
Pianos and guitars groan with it, night and day. Sentimental young ladies sing it. Sentimental young gentlemen warble it in midnight serenades. Boatmen roar it out stentorially at all times. All the bands play it. Amateur flute players agonize over it at every spare moment. The street organs grind it out at every hour. The singing stars carol it on the theatrical boards and at concerts.
In this program, we will explore some of the decisive influences on the young Foster. We will also examine some of the myths that have grown up around him in the 126 years since his death, and confront some of the issues concerning language and images contained in some of the lyrics.